Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The fall of natural gas. Say it's yes. Not so. What are your thoughts on natural gas falling 10% today? What does that mean? What's your thoughts? What does this say about the economy? Why is this important? If it is important, what's the deal?
If you look historically at natural gas, if we go back to 2005, that's when natural gas hit its all-time high. At the time, economic pressures were tough. We were going into a recession, and we've been falling ever since then. We have too much supply. I'm not surprised. I thought we would have fallen a lot sooner than this. But 2022, we hit an all-time high. I mean, like a high over like the last 10 years. We were due for a slide, and it's not like crude oil where crude goes up as the market is tanking. We just have too much supply. So this is truly a lesson in economic supply and demand. We have too much of it. People who thought it was going to go up, they overestimated that the supply would drop. And today we had a hell of a fall for 10%. It's a good asset to trade. Natural gas on the future side is like Westbrook and when he was in the OKC, like super volatile, super quick, outlet it, and he'll get downhill really fast. If you get the direction of natural gas, like you can make a lot of money. If you get the direction wrong, you can lose a lot. But this is truly a case of too much supply, which caused the price to drop.
Yeah, I'm going to be fully transparent. I was one of those people that got the timing wrong on natural gas. I think I told you about this, Ian. I had this company, GLNG, Golar Limited, yep. And I was just wrong. And I had a call on it. And as soon as my call expired, the stock went up by 110%. I just got the timing wrong. But this is one of those things. But I think one of the things that can attribute to it, so if we follow the history of natural gas, especially this year, we saw it drop in February to historic lows prior to, I guess, the pandemic. But climate change, like we can't discount that part of the story, right? So like if the weather is predicting that we don't, or it's facilitating that we don't need the demand, then you won't have a need, right? And so when we see climate, especially this winter, I mean, we finally got snow in New York for the first time last week, but it's pretty a pretty mild winter, especially with
pretty
temperatures.
Warm.
Like if you look at January's temperatures, we were above average. February is supposed to be the coldest month in the Northeast. The temperatures have been above average. I know we're expecting some snow here in the Northeast over the weekend, but if temperatures doesn't cooperate, then you don't have a demand, right? And so you'll see prices like this fall because of those things. So climate obviously has a direct correlation to the prices of natural gas going up and down.
So
a quick tip for everybody, a quick tip, if I can chime in real quick, Rashad. One of the best things you can do is pull up the entire history of a chart and put your Fibonacci retracements from top to bottom on the entire history. A lot of times people will put them over maybe a 1 or 2 year period. If you look, the 50% retracement of natural gas was at 8.551, excuse me. We crossed that barrier into the tens in 2022, and we've been falling ever since. Like natural gas is getting back to the lows of 1999. So when you historically look at the price of a chart, if you map it out historically from top to bottom from since inception till now, you'll have a lot less fake outs. Because in 2014, it did the same thing. It went up to like 628, and then it fell down for years and then hit a low in 2020, $1.44. So quick tip, write this down. Please put it in chat. Map out your Fibonacci retracements for the entire span of that asset class so you won't get faked out on what to do and where to invest.
So just in general, right? Natural gas, most people, you would think that that's not something that you should really be invested in long term for a variety of different reasons, but mainly because the world is moving towards EV, clean energy, solar energy, and natural gas seems to be outdated. It doesn't seem to be efficient, and it also appears to be harmful to the environment. So from a pure investment standpoint, because there's natural gas ETFs, there's, you know, there's different ways where you can invest in the natural gas sector. Do you think that investing in natural gas is something that is not beneficial for most people?
No, I would never long term.
I was just gonna say that. I mean, you just nailed it, right? Like, if you understand the volatility of natural gas, then it could be a very lucrative short term profit, but never long term. I never looked at it as a long term play, which is why when I invested in it, well, I did an option call on it. It was short term. It was like 3 months, which is really not like me, right? I usually like to go a lot longer, but I was, you know, experimenting inside the space. I was like, all right, well, let me just not put too much money behind it, but let me just see what this would look like. And I just got it wrong. I got it wrong. It was definitely a learning loss. But again, the volatility is why I looked at it at first.
It's not even the best in this space. Crude oil, in comparison, is way better. Ticker you can look at is USO. Mm-hmm. It's performed a hell of a lot better. Direction of oil usually is down, but no, I wouldn't touch it long term. I wouldn't.
All right. Well, natural gas, we will monitor the situation. And yes, I do have a lot of fake Instagram pages. So please do not send Cash Apps or $5. I am not imprisoned in a European country. I'm okay. I've gotten 3 like text messages in the last 24 hours. Like, I think somebody hacked your page. They didn't hack my page. They just created a fake one. It happens pretty frequently.
Somebody says you're locked up right now.
I mean, that's what they say. Like,
yeah, please don't send money.
Yeah, so it's just you watch out for these scam pages. Fortunately, I am verified, so you can just see if it's a blue check. If it's not a blue check, it's not me. But yeah, Instagram. Let's try to cut back on these. Yeah. On this nonsense, please.
Well, if you pay for Instagram's copy of Twitter Blue, you'll get around the clock protection services from Instagram. Thanks, Meta. That's not an idea I came up with. But
well, that's something that is beneficial to pay for. I did not pay for the verification, but security enhancements. You know what would be a good idea to pay for? Why don't you just let people pay to just reach all of their followers? I would pay.
I swear to you, on Xander. That was the first idea I presented.
$1,000 a month.
Alvin, Mark.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so like when we see, and this happened, like even now with the Toronto situation, is like you put out a post You say that the thing is sold out. Most people say, I didn't even know y'all were coming. Well, we put out a post, a bunch, like every page that we have put out a post. Same thing when we were announcing that we were going to London last year. When we got to London, people were like, what are you guys doing here? We're like, wait, what? Like, you didn't know what's happening? Like, we're doing this Invest First Europe thing? And they're like, oh, no, where? It's like, wait, we've been talking about this for 3 months live on YouTube. We've been putting out posts on Instagram. We've been, you know what I mean, we've just been doing everything we could to promote it. And it was like the people who are actually have an opportunity to go to the event in their city, some of them have no clue. So do that. Let us pay to have 20% of the people that are followers know what's going on.
Now let us pay
25%, 100%.
Let us pay to have 100%. Like, yeah, if somebody follows you, if somebody takes the time to actually follow you, that means that they are interested in seeing what you post. If they're not interested in seeing what you post, then they can unfollow you. Like, I don't even understand what's the, like, if they take the time to follow you, they should be able to see what you're posting. So that's an idea. Instagram, why don't you do that?
That's the first idea I posted that I told them I wanted to do was $1,000 a month for business owners to reach everybody and maybe take a small percentage spread like Stripe would off an account. They said most business owners don't want it. I'm like, what business owners y'all talk to?
I would definitely definitely pay $1,000 a month for that. That's actually a no-brainer.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.